Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
One day in an old church library, I happened across a small book entitled Nancy Hanks, Mother Lincoln. My curiosity was aroused, and as I began reading, I was immediately pulled in. Here was a young girl born into the world with two strikes against her, who became one of America's most loved and celebrated figures. Nancy was among the most unlikely to achieve notoriety. She was at first glance quite plain, shy, and extremely sensitive. She was afforded few opportunities growing up, but those offered to her she pursued with passion. Her loving and nurturing grandfather taught her to read out of the Bible. Nancy's mother, Lucy, became pregnant out of wedlock at the age of 17. In that culture, to bear an illegitimate child was looked upon with severe disgrace. Lucy was, in effect, shunned by her parents, although they softened to her in later years. Nancy grew up as a young girl not knowing who her mother was, and whenever she asked questions, she was never answered, until she gradually put the pieces together. A young woman referred to as Aunt Lucy was her mother. At one point, when Nancy was 7, Aunt Lucy invited her to come and live with them, but her husband, Henry Sparrow, firmly declined, so Nancy never had extended time with her mother, Lucy. Many years later, Abraham Lincoln, during his presidency, said of his mother, Nancy, "All that I am or ever hope to be, I get from my mother. God bless her."
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.